there was nothing to suggest that this was like a spiral in the way that it did. And I mean, the outcome was absolutely catastrophic. We need to be mindful that there's a lot of sensationalising of words respect to certain issues that has occurred, you know, and particularly in social media. But this, in every way, was completely barbaric. It was a horrendous attack.
As much as I could, looked at the images. That's how, you know, shocking they are.
Looking at the images that was circulating again on social media in comparison to how this gentleman actually looked last night laying in a hospital bed, does it no justice at all. Believe you me when I tell you that was brutal. This was a brutal and sustained attack on this unfortunate driver. Most attacks, whether verbal or physical, probably go unreported. I'm quite conscious of quite a few attacks that have happened locally within the past year, and particularly over the course of Christmas and New Year.
I mean, I've heard conversations too, and I think it came from colleagues in Derry when I was speaking to, that is it time that we have... You know, surely we're not at the stage where we need that someone can't sit in the front, that we need, you know, protective glass between the back and front seats. You know, is that where we're at? Like something you might see in New York or London?
I don't think we can dismiss that anymore. There has to be something done to protect taxi drivers. Earlier this morning, I had a lengthy conversation with Daniel McCrossan, who's going to put a proposal to the Infrastructure Minister, Nicola Mallon, to see if there's anything that can be done to assist taxi drivers, and particularly their safety, and maybe some sort of financial package be made available. But, I mean, this is something that's in its infancy, but I will definitely be seeking representation.